Good afternoon. The cold front that brought a bunch of rain and heavier bursts of showers overnight and early this morning across interior New York and New England continues to track to the east, taking the precipitation along with it. It's drying out steadily from west to east as the wind shifts around to the northwest. And this is also bringing lower humidity into the region. So those places that still have clouds and a few showers will continue to see a drying trend, while other areas will see more in the way of blue sky and sunshine for the rest of the day. And temperatures will average in the upper 70s and lower 80s by mid to late afternoon. Skies will continue to clear out overnight tonight, and with mostly clear conditions, it'll be comfortable and pleasant overnight, with readings dropping back into the 50s to around 60. And tomorrow will stay comfortable with pleasant humidity and warm temperatures. With a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be back into the lower 80s as high pressure builds in. A low-pressure center out over the open Atlantic will curl back toward New England on Sunday. This could push a few clouds back into the region, and we do run the risk at a shower or thunderstorm, especially in New England, on Sunday afternoon. Otherwise, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds and highs back into the lower 80s. The next front will make an approach on Monday and Tuesday of next week with a few scattered showers or thunderstorms, highs back into the lower to mid-80s, and then a deeper trough of low pressure will head our way for Wednesday. As this low passes by, we run the risk of a passing shower or storm, and highs will be back into the upper 70s. A return to sunshine with highs staying in the 70s with high pressure building in on Thursday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Danny, located about 985 miles east-southeast of the Lesser Antilles. Danny is moving toward the west-northwest near 10 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue during the next day or so. A turn toward the west is forecast by Saturday night. Maximum sustained winds have increased to near 85 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some additional strengthening is possible today, but Danny should begin to weaken tomorrow. And twin typhoons are out in the western Pacific. The Joint Typhoon Warning Center says Typhoon Goni has winds of 115 miles per hour and is located about 290 miles north-northeast of Manila in the Philippines and heading toward Okinawa. And Typhoon Atsani has winds of 125 miles per hour and is expected to weaken and curve out over the open Pacific before it reaches Japan. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston cloudy with showers and storms near 80, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 98, set in 1916, and the record low, 42, set in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 6:08 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:48 p.m., 13 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes. From yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Showers early, then increasing sunshine today with lower humidity and highs around 80. Mostly clear and cooler tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Showers this morning ending from west to east, then increasing sunshine today, lower humidity, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy, somewhat cooler tonight, with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, any showers will continue to wind down early this morning with increasing sunshine through the rest of the day, lower humidity with highs near 80. Mostly clear and cooler tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, showers this morning ending from west to east, increasing sunshine today with lower humidity and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy,
as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Showers winding down early this morning, gradually increasing sunshine today with lower humidity and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear and comfortably cool tonight with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, pleasantly warm, lower 80s, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, especially in New England on Sunday with highs in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, lower to mid-80s. Still the risk of a passing shower or storm Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny in the upper 70s, and mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.